Macro recording basics in Ableton Live for drum and bass automation. Beginner lesson. All right, let's make your drum and bass groove feel alive without spending your whole day drawing tiny automation shapes. Today is all about macro recording. The core idea is simple. You build a rack. You map a few important parameters to macro knobs, and then you perform those knobs like an instrument, while Ableton writes your moves as automation in arrangement view. This is one of the fastest ways to get that rolling. Evolving DNB energy builds that tighten up, bass that gets nastier at the end of a phrase, and quick drum throws that make the drop feel huge. By the end, you'll have two performance systems. One for bass movement and transitions, and one for drum bus energy and fills. Then we'll record a 16-bar build, a drop moment, and a 2-bar fill, and I'll show you how to clean the automation so it still feels human but not messy. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is totally normal, but 174 is a great default. Create three tracks, a MIDI track called bass, an audio track called drums, ideally a break or drum loop, and optionally, a return track called FX. Not required, but helpful if you like routing reverbs and delays later. Quick DNB mindset shift. Think in 16-bar phrases. Most roller-style arrangements breathe in 16s. Your automation will sound intentional if it's built around 4, 8, and 16-bar goals instead of random knob wiggling. Now we build the bass performance rack. On the bass MIDI track, add an instrument. Use Wavetable if you have it. Operator is also fine. If you're on Wavetable, start with something simple like basic shapes. Set it to mono, one voice. If you want extra glide, turn on Portamento lightly. Not a huge slide, just enough to feel elastic. After the instrument, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass, the 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz range depending on how bright your bass is. After that, add saturator. Analog clip mode is a great default. Start with drive around 3 to 6 dB. Optional. Add erosion for grit. Noise mode, and keep the amount subtle, like 0.5 to 2. If it sounds like sandpaper, you've probably gone too far, but a tiny bit can add that air grime in the mids. Now select those devices and group them into an instrument rack. Command G on Mac, Control G on Windows. Open the macros section so you can see the macro knobs. Before mapping, here's a teacher tip that will save you later. This is where you decide whether your macros are playable or terrifying. The secret is setting conservative ranges. Don't map from nothing to absolute chaos. Map from useful to barely too much. You want each macro to feel like a musical fader. Click Map in the rack. Macro 1. Name it Movement. Map it to Auto Filter Frequency, the cutoff on your low pass. Set the mapping range to something controlled, like 150 Hz up to around 2.5 kHz. Now you can sweep tone in a way that always stays in a DNB-friendly lane. Macro 2. Name it Grit. Map it to Saturator Drive. Range, 0 to 10 dB is a solid starting point. If you added Erosion, map erosion amount to maybe 0 to 3. That way one macro increases harmonics and texture together, like a get meaner knob. Macro 3. Name it subtight. This one is about shape, not huge tonal swings. Map auto filter resonance with a small range, something like 0.70 to 1.20. We're not trying to make it whistle, we're trying to help the bass speak clearly. Macro 4. Name it HP sweep. Add a second auto filter at the end of the chain. Set it to high pass. 12 or 24 dB slope. Map its frequency from 20 Hz up to about 200 Hz. This is your transition control. It's a classic pre-drop thinning move, and it's also great for quick DJ-style sweeps. Exit map mode. Pause for one more workflow upgrade. Rename and color things. Rename the rack itself to something like Bass Perf, and keep your macro names jaw-based, movement, grit, subtight, HP sweep. Later, when you open automation lanes, you'll instantly know what you're looking at, and that's a bigger deal than it sounds. Now the drum performance rack. On your drum's audio track, add EQ 8 first. Set a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just to keep rumble out of the subs. You're not trying to thin the kick, you're just cleaning the very bottom. Add drum bus next. Start drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Crunch very carefully, 0 to 20%. Boom is optional and off and off in DNB unless you really tune it. Add auto filter for transition control. Optional. Add redux for crunch. Bit reduction low, like 1 to 3, and downsample subtle. The goal is texture, not destroying the loop. Select these devices and group them into an audio effect rack. Command or Control G. Click Map. Macro 1. name it punch, map drum bus drive, and set a range like 5 up to 25. Also map drum bus transients, something like 0 up to 30. This macro is basically make drums speak louder without turning the track up. Macro 2, name it crunch, map redux downsample with a small range, like 0 to 15%. If you skipped redux, map drum bus crunch instead, 0 to 30%. Again, small ranges, because drum crunch can get ugly fast. Macro 3, name it tight filter, map auto filter frequency with auto filter in high pass mode, range 20 Hz up to about 250 Hz. This is that tighten the brake control, perfect for busy sections or for creating a quick pullback before the drop. Macro 4, name it throw, add an echo or delay inside the rack. Echo is great, set it to a rhythmic time like 1/8 or 1/4. Map echo dry slash wet from 0 to around 25%. Map echo feedback from about 10 to 35%. Quick pro detail, if your throw is cluttering the next bar, high pass the echo. Either use echo's built-in filtering or put a filter after echo. That way the throw gives excitement without stomping on your kick and sub. Exit map mode. Now for the main event, recording macro automation. Go to arrangement view. Press tab. Layout basic structure so you have targets. Bars 1 through 17 as a 16-bar intro or build. Bars 17 through 33 as a 16-bar drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.